Clarification from last time. We're going to talk more about Maflur Mavliya Ke'achad today in just a moment. But what Maflur Mavliya Ke'achad is, which we referred to last time, is a bit confusing and perhaps subject to some debate. Take a look at the Mishpat Zozah Sif Katan Dalet, who gives two possible permutations. And I said in Shir, apparently last time, that in the case of the ladle, so it should only aser if it's maflid umavliya ke'achad, the ladle and a bug, the Isser v'Heter's case, right? When you have the bug floating in the ladle, because it needs to be maflit from the bug into the soup and from the soup into the ladle. Now, the chevra was meir that from another part of the Isser v'Heter, it doesn't sound that way, and there are a couple of possible solutions. Shmuel just told me that my solution that I originally gave worked, but I like their solution better. I like Hudi's solution better, which was that it's different here since the ladle itself was originally in the Kli Rishon. So as long as you get it out of the bug, it on its own accord could go in. It doesn't need to heat it separately. So anyway, that's something to look into further. Just one other point. I don't think I said this last time, but in case there's any confusion, we do lemais accept the shach that irish and ifsakaki luach were choshesh for a klipa. I don't think we rely on the Chazon Ish on its own. All I said was the Chazon Ish will sometimes be used as a sniff when there are other tzadim. And certainly, when you have a solid, a davar gush that goes onto a plate, it will aser klipa in both directions, right? Ademekar le balapurta. And that obviously is agreed upon by everybody. If not more, if you hold, you know, but certainly at least a klipa. Okay, so let's talk about the following question, which is the following. This is really a tzadi hei sugya, but it's an application of what we've been doing. So we'll at least briefly talk about it now, and we'll return to it more b'harchava and tzadi hei, the issue of dishwashing. But so we're not going to fully do it now, but we'll see it from a sort of a kufhei perspective, and then in tzadihei we'll see it again from a tzadihei perspective. These types of things are kedai to see twice anyway. So the Rama writes in Siman Tzadihei at the end of Sif Gimel, if you pour water that is parev onto kalim that are milchiks and fleishiks, even if the kalim are dirty, the kalim remain mutter. So for our purposes, let's talk about a sink. You are washing your dishes, and you wash your milchiks and your fleishik dishes together, and they're dirty. And the sink water is even yatzel lettuce bone. And how would you define sink water? What would we call that? Let's assume irei kli rishon, and it's even irei kli rishon shelo nifsak hakiluach. It's nizchal, but it's not nifsak. Why isn't it nifsak? Because there's a direct stream going from the boiler in your basement, which is like a pot, it's basically a big pot under a fire, all the way out till it hits the plate under the faucet. And it might be Yatzel Adispo. So let's even imagine it is Yatzel Adispo. There's an interesting Chazon Ish that might say it's even worse than Irui Kli Rishon, because since it's connected to the Eish itself, we generally don't accept that Chazon Ish. We'll return to that later. So we're going to treat it as Irui Kli Rishon. So if Irui Kli Rishon, and you're washing your milchiks and fleishiks dishes together, so that are dirty. So let's imagine the worst case scenario. Let's imagine sour cream on my fleishik dish, right? That takes a direct hit from this yad soletis bo water that comes out of the sink. So if you would have asked me, I would say for sure it's a problem. Why? Because what are we paskin for irei kli rishon? Vashel kedei klipa, so it's maflet umavliya kedei klipa, so it will take that sour cream and be mavliya it into my fleshik plate, in which case now my fleshik plate isn't kosher anymore. That's what I would have thought. But the Rama said, it's mutter. Dein iroi kikli rishon mamish shiyasa shakelim shemu'ura aleim yivlu zamiza. Wow. What a kula. According to Rama, you don't need two sinks. You don't need to wash your milchiks and fleshik dishes separately. You certainly don't need two dishwashers. Well, we'll talk about dishwashers later. He says even if they're dirty. Right? Vafilu shuman davuk bahem. Akol shavi. So how could that be? So the Shach asks the question, and he says, well, that must be that it can't do both things, right? It can't be maflet umavliya. What does that mean? It can't both heat up the sour cream and then shtup the sour cream into my cold plate. So therefore, it's all right. But there's a problem. Why? Because Simon Samaches, the Mechaber writes, and the Rama presumably agrees, that if you're moleg ofos, then it asers kadei klipa. Remember, what's the maliga? You go ahead, you pour hot water, so it's also irikli rishon, onto these chickens that are unsalted. So it asers kadei klipa. Why? Seemingly, it heats the blood and shtups the blood into the chicken kadei klipa. So we should say exactly the same thing here. It heats up the sour cream and shtups it into the plate, bechdei klipa. Yet, in the case of meliga, the Ramaz machmir. In the case of the dishwashing, the Ramaz mekel. So how are we to be miyashiv this? So the Shach answers that you have to be mechalek between kelim and ochel. Ochel is softer and more easily saturated. You could get blios into ochel more easily than you could get blios into kelim. We'll see shortly that kelim are maflet much more easily than ochel, right? For example, baluaz yotze mikli to ochel without rotev. But in terms of absorption, kelim are less absorbent than ochel. So when we say iroi is mevashel kedei klipa, it's maflet umavliya kedei klipa, that's onto ochel, right? If you had sour cream on a piece of chicken, and it takes a direct hit from that hot water, the chicken will be aser kedei klipa. But if you have sour cream on a fleshik plate, and it takes a direct hit, then it will not. And what the Rama is saying is basically these are two separate activities. It has to do two things. It has to first heat up the sour cream, and then be mavliyad into the kli, and it's not able to do it. This interpretation of the Rama, I think, which is the only possible interpretation, is spelled out in Rav Moshe, in his dishwashing tshuva, which is Yordei Chelak Aleph Simen Membeis. Again, when we get up to the dishwashing sugyas, we'll do this more barachava. It's based off of a chavos das and the like. So again, even though it's... Yes? Let's see. Which gra? See, another riot shouldn't be recorded. I don't know. It says it's recording. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, too bad. So what did you say? I should look at the gra, simen kaf hay. Simen sadi hay.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Simen sadi hay. Sif. Cotton chaf beis. Okay. The oser. Let me just see the context over here. Ira mikli rishon shal basar al kli chalav. Dino kikli rishon the oser m'haya ben yomo. Aval im ira ma'im roschen chenem ben shal basar lo shal chalav al kelim shal basar shal chalav yachad. It's okay. Says the gra chaf beis. Demiyad shenachu amayim al kli echad havei kikli sheni. That's a great pshat, but why is it true? In other words, we know that's not usually the case. We usually say it's not kikli sheni. It's mevashel kedei klipa. So that what Rav Moshe says in explaining this gra is that it's dafka because it's a kli. And therefore, this is true.
It's not because of what the Shach is saying, though, that it has to do with how easy it is to make kindling be boleh. It has to do with the Tefanim Makaros, meaning once it hits a kli, we assume that that takes down the power of the...
I understand, but what? But it hits the sour cream. It hurt, first the hits the sour cream.
The presumption of the gra is that it's not hitting first the sour cream and the kli. We assume that it's hitting the kli with everything that's dirty on it.
But it first hits... I'm saying the Metzia says, Lamaisa, it's hitting... I don't know what the gra
means. The gra doesn't make any sense.
I don't... Well, maybe... Or maybe the gram means what Moshe is saying. He just doesn't spell it out. He's taking it for granted. Meaning to say, Lamaisa, the Metzias, says it first hits the sour cream, and then the plate at the same time, at the same moment. This is exactly the question Rav Moshe is trying to answer. Right? I'll read you Rav Moshe. Right? Adayin kasha, mehadi b'shuman davak b'kelim, nami matir, v'af pekli cheres. Hasagi lasor behavla levad shabizek kevan shemekusher im hakli reishin mavliya. Let's say it hits at the exact spot where there's chelav davuk bo to the plate. So why won't that work? This explains why, if it first hits the kli, it can't subsequently cause the sour cream to go into the kli, because it's already kli sheni. That I understand. But lemaisa the ramaz matir much more than that. The Ramaz Matir, l'chora, even when there's mamish sour cream on the plate and it takes a direct hit and it simultaneously hits the sour cream in the plate. So, unless you're going to say, maybe this is a plausible explanation, that the Gra's understanding the Ramah wouldn't be Matir in that case. Right? But that's difficult, because the Ramah presumably is. When you have dirty dishes... Right, so there's ochal all over the place, and it's going to get from one kli to the other kli, and it's going to get a direct hit from the sink.
We would assume that before you start washing your dishes, your sour cream's not going to be on the plate. No?
Why not?
Why?
It's going to get all over the place. I'm washing.
No, but before you start washing it, meaning
very delchak. Yeah, but anyway, l'chora the gra, the shach certainly not learning like you,
right.
Because otherwise, then you don't have a kasha from a liga. So,
if you have a stream that's going for a while, why is
we're
going to
talk about a very interesting question. The Taz talks about that, not for now, but yeah, we'll get back to that question. I don't know if we'll do it in Kof Hei or when we do some of the later things, but that is a very, very good question, which is, is there such a thing as a long-term Eroi that no longer is like Eroi, or does it Achs or Klipach or Klipach or Klipa, and the like? We'll get that, not now.
I was asking in this Ramah. Saying, how could the Ramaz say that even if you're...
The Pashup Shad is the Ramaz not Choshish for that.
You're washing it from one stream, it's hot, mm-hmm. And it's going for 10 minutes.
Doesn't matter. Klipa, 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 klipa. But it can't get even a klipa because...
The sour can be burning hot right now. And then...
But how is it burning out? It's Tasagavar. It's not halachically hot.
You have more of a heat source.
It's still klisheni.
Why is it not mafia kachla once it's hot already?
Because it's still klisheni. You can't bring it up to a kli rishon and lavliya into a kli, only into ochal.
Even though in the zvuv case we said it's hot, so therefore it couldn't do it, because that originally came from a kli rishon.
Well, in the zvuv case again, it's highly what that means exactly. But in that case, yeah, it all started off in a kli rishon. Soup was in a kli rishon, the ladle was in a kli rishon.
So the temperature is different. If we measure the temperature...
That's a different question. Do we go by temperature or the like? But lemaisa, right, when we if you don't hold to the chai adam, right, so yad nech beis bo and the like.
Oh.
And when something is a kli sheni, it's a kli sheni, even though it is a din kli sheni, even though it's a yad tzoledes bo. Okay. Fine. There's another couple issues here, which again, I think we'll really want to return to it next time, but the Shach himself doesn't like this. The Shach himself is Machmir, based off of Hagash Sharidura, and he thinks that it is Maflet Umavliya Keachad, even in Tekelim. Lamaisa, we're Machmir for the Shach. That's why we have separate sinks or separate racks or the like. We don't use the same thing. There's another question. The Shach actually has a cooler, Rav Moshe points out, which the Rama may or may not accept, which is the Shach, though, even though he's Machmer Nishayel, is not choshish for ricocheting. In other words, that it will bounce off of one and go to the other and still have the din of Iwur Kli Rishon. But again, I think we'll talk about the...
Meaning the Shach is Machmer for Rishon, lo nifsach by Kiluach, and that automatically means nifsach by Kiluach?
No, but he think... Well, remember, he's Mako for Nifsach and... Nizchal. What about a ricochet? It hits this and then bounces off here and goes to here.
And we don't say in the pipe is already Nizchal?
Nizchal? Oh, the whole thing is Nizchal. But let's say it's Nizchal, but it's not Nifsek. There's a direct hit without ever Hefsek. It hits here and then bounces off here and ricochets to here. Could you asser the Kli that way? Now, let's give an example. Let's say one of them is clean, right? You have a clean fleishik. If they're both clean, right, then for sure everything's okay, because you always have not bar not, at least b'diavad. Chatchila, we don't necessarily want to rely on it, but at least b'diavad, if they're both clean, it's okay. But let's say one is clean, but it hits the other one via ricochet. So then the shach based off this event is mekel. Right, we'll get to that. That's shach sifkat nirches over there in Simon. Tzadi Hay. So he's not concerned. The Rav Moshe declares whether the Rama would agree to that kula. Now, practically, what does this mean? So again, we're going to really return to this later, but I think just in terms of kafeh, it's good to think about it. So, can you use a single sink for milchiks and fleishiks? So, according to the Rama, for sure, right? According to the Rama, there's nothing to talk about. Even l'chadchila, why not? As far as I know. According to the Shach, so that is not clear. Obviously, for the Shach, you can't wash milchiks and fleishiks dishes together at the same time if they're dirty. But let's assume that your sink is, let's say, you treat it as fleishiks. But now you want to wash milchiks in it, so you clean it out, there's no mamasha, so your sink is like a fleishiks dish, right? So you have dirty milchiks, clean fleishiks. Is that a problem? So that was the shach over there is mesupik about, if one is naki and one is not naki. Do we say that it's yaflit from the kli and mavliya in the other kli, right? Is that possible? We don't care about the sink. Let's say you don't care about your sink becoming treif. But you treat your sink as treif. But the question is, could it go from the sink into the water and from the water into the dish?
Why is he misupik? He's saying it's not because it's Kli's kasha.
What?
It's Kli's kasha.
The Rashach doesn't hold of any distinction between hard and soft kasha. That's all need to be Miyash of the Raman.
Should he
not? Yeah. No. So there's... How do you know it could be maflit min hakli v'yavli el
hakli? Why not? If the shach has its own different
kli and also. Avohecha to have a kli shel iser, the lo shach be no sintam bar no sintam, nira dafilu naki aser, v'tzarch ian b'zeh. De afshar, dafilu mevashel, lo mevashel kulehai, she yaflit min hakli v'yavli el hakli. How do you know it could do that? Right, v'lefizeh, Gam bekelim shall basar v'chalav shechem mehen naki v'achad mehen eno naki shanaki aser v'sheno naki tzarchian inema kevan dan naki nas nevela chozer v'oser hasheni kevan shema'are alav kol pam o neima de'iroi lo mevashal kulehai. So he's not sure. He says you should be machmir shalom b'machal hasen ru. I don't know why you think it's pashat lahachmir. How do you know it could go? It could do all that.
I mean, the case you're talking about before was the actual...
It needs to go to aser, let's say again, to aser the kosher dishes. You need to go, be able to say, it first asers the water, and then goes from the water into the dishes. That, right, that far we don't know. That's one step beyond any place that we have a clear-cut raya. So it's unclear. Is Iroi Mevashel Kulei Hai, that's the way he puts it. So... Lamaisa, we're machmir on that, Shaila as well, at least lachatchila. So that is why we would say you should not wash your fleshig dishes in a milchik sink or a treif sink. So what should you do? So the Minchas Yitzchak says you should take a tub and have a milchik tub in your fleshig sink or your treif sink and wash inside the tub. And you have to be careful, obviously, that you have good drainage so it doesn't back up. So that's one etzah. Rav Moshe says you don't have to go that far. You could just use a rack. Because what are you worried about? The rack will prevent, for the most part, your fleshig dishes touching the bottom of the sink, right? And as long as it's not touching the bottom of the sink, then you're fine, right? Because we're not concerned with the sink. Assuming the sink is clean, you can't aser the other way. For sure, by then it's a klisheni, right? So it's no problem.
Is that considered ricocheting?
No.
It overflows.
It overflows, it goes up. So again, you'd still want to preferably keep it clean, but then it's a klisheni by the time it goes up.
Why?
It's not directly right. What happens when my sink overflows? Let's say the bottom is stuffed and starts backing up.
And it's still coming pouring out.
With the stuff that hits from the top is okay, but the stuff coming up from the bottom is a klisheni. But
what about Rob? You're saying like what? It splashes back up from the bottom of the sink.
It splashes back up from the bottom without half six. Ad kedei kach, you don't have to worry. So that's why it's enough. And anyway, right, it would only be a problem if it had the right, because like we said, the Shach wouldn't be concerned and the Rama wouldn't be concerned in that case. Right? For the Shach he's makel for ricocheting. And the Rama, there's nothing to talk about. So you have to combine the Chumrah of the Ramah in the Shach.
Yeah.
Even we don't know that the Ramah disagrees with the Shach, maybe. So that's what he talks about. So for that concern, which, you know, is unlikely to happen, and even if it did happen, right, is it Ben Yomo, and is it the direct spot that hit there, all those things are, plus, usually it's not Yatsu lettuce bow, plus there's soap, plus all those things. So that's why Ramah just says using a rack is enough.
Why would the water piling up be a creation of the faucet's still open.
Because it's a klisheni. It's only Iroi when it takes a direct hit from the klirishon.
Why isn't it like a pipe?
No, a pipe is when it's going straight. It's not nifsek. This is backing up.
It's also not nifsek.
No, it's not a direct stream.
It hits the bottom of the sink and then it starts to pile up.
So what? It hits the pipe and it starts to...
No, that's rolling. That's just like nizchal will be machmir on, because that's a direct hit. It went along the pipe. So the Shach's machmir, Rama's machmir for nizchal velo nifsak. But this is definitely a klisheni. There's no direct flow. How could it be a kli irui?
It doesn't stop.
It does stop. It hit the bottom, now it's just backing up. A bathtub is a kli rishon. You don't say a klisheni. You don't say a bathtub is a kli rishon just because the water is still pouring in from the pipe.
The Yishmak new chumrah slash cool device. Something that blocks up your sinks, but it's not a direct flow. Meaning building
a pipe is a direct flow.
You could directly build a sink which doesn't have direct flow. It has to hit go over some kind of barrier.
But then it's going to go over. You need water pressure. What's causing the water to come here? All right, let's go on.
I don't understand what a rack does.
A rack just makes sure that the dishes don't touch the bottom of the sink.
The
issue is that it takes a direct hit touching kosher and non-kosher at the same time.
Because the bowl has a bottom?
Okay.
A pipe could also have a bottom.
No, it's a direct flow.
Then should at least have the Iroi Shalom.
No, it's klisheni mamish. You're arguing that when you're right, that the bowl of chicken soup is still Iroi klirishon, even in the part that's not directly getting hit from the flow? Of course not.
I don't understand what you're saying.
All right, we'll talk about it. If here's my bowl of chicken soup, right? So I'm pouring in here. This is klisheni. The only time it's klirishon is when it takes a direct hit.
Right, but if it kept on going, and if the flow never stopped.
It does stop. When it piles up, that's not a direct hit. The flow has stopped. It's just filling up. All right. Okay, so at the end of Sif Gimel, the Ramah has this Nitzuk Chibor stuff. I know we're going to get to the beginning of Sif Gimel soon, but this is where we want to finish Eir first, so this is related. So what in the world is the Ramah talking about? Again, the Ramah writes, Iser Aser Laros Mekli Sheyesh Bo Shuman Kasher Lener Dolik Sheyesh Bo Chelev O Shuman Iser Uvidyevet Ein Lachash. And the Makor for this is the Mordechai. And he brings a raya. What's the raya? Again, you got the case, guys? You're pouring Simon Kufay Siv Gimel. You're pouring you kosher shuman into your candle, but right now burning in the candle, meaning candle like the receptacle, is chaylev. So that stuff is very hot, right? So you can't pour into it. It's okay. So what's the source for this? It's a Mishnah in Machshirin. It says over there, Hama'aret Tahor Latame. So you are pouring from a Kli Tahor into a Kli Tame. So Micham Lacham Umitzonin Latzonin Tahor. If you're pouring hot into hot or cold into cold, the top one, which is the Tahor one, remains Tahor. But Mitzonin Lacham, if you pour from cold into hot, then it's tame. So too, when you pour from the shuman into the hot chaylev, so that's cold into hot, it should make the shuman tame, or in this case, not kosher. Okay, so if that's true, Mishnah, so why does the Ramah say this is only l'chatchila, not true b'diavad? So let's actually look up the Mishnah. You'll see this is not at all a simple halacha. So the Mishnah there says, Ma'ara Micham Lacham, Mitonin Latonin, Micham Latonin Tahor, Miton Lacham Tame. Reb Shimon Omer, Afa Ma'ara Micham Lacham, Umi, the Kocho Shal Hatachton Yafe Mishal Elyon Tame. Good. So it's a machlokas. The Chachamim say it's only cold into hot that's a problem. Reb Shimon says even hot into hot. So why is this? What's the reason for this halacha? So if you look at the Pirush Mishnah, Isla Rambam, he says, Lefisha Amud Hamashka Hanikra Nitzok Mischame Machmas Shektsehu Bekli Hacham V'yalo Hahevel Im Hanitzok. So when it's going, again, you're pouring from cold into hot, so coming up from the bottom to the top, you have Hevel plus Nitzok. Nitzok is the stream that's Mischaber them. It sounds like Nitzok isn't enough. You also need Hevel. Plus Nitzok causes this to, the upper one, to become Tame. V'chame mes ha-mashke asher b'kli ha-elyon, and the Hevel plus Nitzok heats up the mashke in the upper kli, and therefore it's Tame.
What's the problem?
L'fikach yet Tame, mipnei she-ha-eid, eid like eid ya-lem in ha-aretz, like the steam, I guess.
The
cloud. Oh yeah. Sha'ed hacham mechaber beinehem. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Perusha Mishnayos. And if you look over here at the Taz more or less says like that Rambam. He quotes it from the Yisra V'Heter. It's because of tasa gavar u'mechabro benitzok. If you look at the Rav on that Mishnah, he says, Shatachton hacham ma'la ha-hevel elyon ha-tzonein umetamo. In other words, the Rav only mentions Hevel, as opposed to Nitzok. And if you look at the Shach over here, in our Simen, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, he also just mentions Hevel. The Rav, Shach explains it more like the Rav, the Taz explains it more like the Rambam.
Why is it metamo? Why do you need the Nitzok to be water?
Well, yeah. The question is the upper one, does it become Tame or not?
It's a problem.
Again, the Mishnah. No problem. The question is, does it become Tame or not?
It just doesn't become Tame when they touch each other.
Does the bottom one make the top one Tame? So let's say, according to Chachamim, if it's cold to cold, if I have a glass of water that I'm pouring into another glass, and there's a stream that connects them, even though the bottom one is Tame, the top one doesn't become Tame. But if it's cold into hot, And the bottom one is tame, it's metame, the top one.
What is the isser going on here?
No isser. We're tame, mechshirin.
It says usser.
Well, we didn't. Let's start with this source. We're not talking about isser hatter, we're talking about tumma.
Okay.
Now, that's the source. So you take a look at the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam, it's klal nun test in hay. He says, therefore, motel aros cham letocham. So it's only aser, cold into hot. Because, right, the Mishnah said the only time it comes tame is cold into hot. But if it's, let's say, hot into hot, it would be okay. So I'll give you an example. Somebody asked me just a couple of weeks ago, this shayla. Their chalet was burning. So they wanted to add hot water from their urn. So could they go ahead and take their chalet pot, put it under the urn, turn the urn on? Would that make their urn fleishiks, right? So here, it's exactly the same case, except it's hot and hot, right? The urn's hot, chalin's hot, so according to Chachmas Adam, that's okay, right? You could, or if you didn't want to do it directly from your urn, you use a dairy mug, right? You put from your urn into your dairy mug, and then you pour from your dairy mug into your chalent, that would be okay. There's an interesting shaila, is it okay in terms of Hilchos Shabbos to do it from a kli sheni, right? Do we say that since going from a kli sheni into a kli rishon, it's mevasel, if you don't do it directly? Rosh Shlomo Zalman is makel on that case. There are machmirim, but anyway, so let's say you want to follow the machmir view, so you want to do it directly from the urn into the crock pot. Now, this is all assuming that there's not a lot of hevel. If there's a lot of hevel, then it's aser because of zeya. We'll talk about zeya. We haven't gotten there yet. But if there's a lot of, well, I have to talk about what's a lot. But this halach is obviously not talking about when there's a lot of zeya, because if there was a lot of zeya, it would be aser anyway else zeya, right? So we're talking here when there's not a lot of zeya, when there's a little zeya. Why is there a little zeya? Because it's an open area and the zeya diffuses, right? So we're talking about a case where there's no iser else the zeya, and that's why the Chachmas Adam says, okay, so if it's hot to hot, it's mutter. It's only aser when it's hot onto cold. Not everybody likes that Chachmas Adam. The Yad Yehuda and the Prima Gadim are mesupik, because maybe the Mishnah says it's tahor. Does that mean, but maybe that's bidyavid, not lechatchila, not clear. But the Badi Shulchan says like this. Badi Shulchan is machmir against the Chachmas Adam. He goes all the way. He says, not only that, but it's mistaber that according to the Chomer the Ramah, and Laros, from a pariv kli, let's say your urn, to a kli that has something hot in it, or that's fleishiks. In other words, the Badi Shulchan says this case, if he did this with his shalant, in this case he already did it, then he asked a shayla, if he did this, according to the Badi Shulchan, now his urn is fleishiks, which is a very bad thing for an urn to be. So, not only that, but according to the Badi Shulchan, let's say you want to pour from your pariv, this may be even according to the Ramah, we'll have to talk about. Let's say even if you're Mekil, could you go ahead, you know, you're Mekil like the Chachmas Adam when it's hot to hot, but let's say you want to go ahead, and so instead, could you pour, let's say, an Erev Shabbos, right? You want to add some water, so you take your Parv measuring cup, fill it with cold water, you pour it into your chalet. Would that be a problem? Would your parv measuring cup become fleishiks? Or let's say, it's tonin and tacham, so it's worse. Or let's say you go ahead, and I'll give you even another case. You take your, you just fried schnitzel, right? Okay, now you take the pot, it's very hot, you put it into your sink, and you turn on the water, right? You're following Rav Moshe, you have a fleishik rack. Good. So you turn on the water, even on fleishik sink, doesn't matter. And now, the water, cold, let's even say it's cold, right? Hot's better, but let's say cold, worst case scenario. The cold water goes from your sink into the fleishik pot, Now that should make your sink, the faucet, fleishiks, right? If you follow the Bnei Shulchan, you just made your faucet fleishiks.
When we say aroma, chicken in the pot, or even just
it's full of hot oil, fleishik oil. Okay, now we're not machmir for any of this stuff. So why not? So let's go back to a couple of makoros. Number one. Don't worry. We're going to explain everything. Now, how can you learn from the Mishnah? Okay, who do you ask the best question in the world? Why can't you learn from the Mishnah? Exactly! What are we talking about here? Tomen Tahara! That's nothing to do with this. Tomen Tahara become Tamei with Nagia. Right? Kashrus, Nagia is not a problem. You just need Blios. How in the world can you learn from the Mishnah? No, it's not. It's not a kol shekein. Tumen Tahara for
touch.
To contract. Well, that's the point. The halacha is this is considered touching. But we know for tuma to transfer, much less is needed than for to trave things up. So this whole thing is very difficult, right? Where in the world is he coming from? What is now? This isn't a problem on the body of Shulchan, though. It's a problem on the Mordechai, right? The Mordechai says that. So this might be why. And the Trumas Hadeshin basically asked this question on the Mordechai. He's merames to it, and he says anyway that's why this isn't an issue because of Nitzuk Chibor. Nitzuk is not Chibor. It's only a chumer for Yaya Nesech or Tuma because they're Tali and Negia. We don't say Nitzuk Chibor for Kashrus. So that's why this whole halacha is only l'chatchila. Now this is a very strange thing, a halacha l'chatchila. But that's why none of this is b'diavad. Right? Like the Rama said, like the Trumas Hadeshin said. L'chatchila you should be choshesh v'lizaher. The Isser v'heter, when he quotes this, writes, u'mistama dafka l'chatchila. Meaning to say that this is a halacha that in which we go ahead and we say, well, if tuma would be contracted, so l'chatchila, you shouldn't do this. But with the Eved, we don't have a proper makor to aser anything. So, a number of sources. The best treatment on this topic is in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, on page Reish Ches.
Doesn't explain why it's an
isser. Where did you say it? No, so that's the point. That's the chiddush. So the chiddush is.
I'm doing an isser by doing it. An isser well, l'chachila.
Yeah.
What's the isser? I'm making something treif. There's an isser to make something treif? I take mamish treif.
It's, and put well, it in, I mean, if you want to throw it out after you're done, then it's not usser. Sure. But the point is that this is. I'll give you an example. And this the only way I could explain this is an idea that we do have in a number of places, which is you're not Lamashal. We mentioned the Ra'ah, who says that there's an Isser Shtamshus with Kalim Shal Isser, even if it doesn't trafe up your food. Right? The Rashba actually says that over in our Sugya. The Rashba on Kuf Ches Amud Beis has a Havamina at least, that he says, we know Ein Balo Yotze Balo Rotev. Right? So the question is, why can't you use treif kalim if the food is dry? Right? If there's no rotef. Because ein balua yotze b'lo rotef. Or even, right? So what's wrong? So he says, in the end he concludes that actually from kalim it is yotze b'lo rotef. But at one stage he says, well, maybe it's just aser l'chatchila, taka won't treif anything up. Meaning to say, we find in a number of areas in Yoridaya that at least certain Rishonim hold that doing certain things, even though they don't actually trafe it up, you shouldn't do l'chatchila. And that's perhaps what this Mordechai is getting at. Now,
do you not worry that you're going to use the rest of the shulman in the thing?
Well, that's the you trafe up. Yeah, you're not going to pour all the shulman in. Right. So now the shulman is trafe, and you're going to put it in your use it to fry your latkes, right. And you have trouble. So that's why l'chatchila, you shouldn't do this. So what comes out lemaskan is like this. This whole din is anyway lechatchila. And what we're suggesting is, why is it lechatchila? Because there's no proper makor for it. Nevertheless, since legabe tuma, this would contract tuma, so lechatchila, you shouldn't cause iser v'heter to interact in this way. Okay, so that's lechatchila. So now what about the badei shulchan? Schumras, right? One second. In other words, you have to worry about the urn into the chalet. Maybe, so the Chachmas Adam says no. Badei Shulchan says yes. Again, the Prima God. So, and B. So the Megillah Sefer thinks that there's two reasons to be Mako. A, the Chachmas Adam. Havadullo Losef. This extension from the Mishnah is a big enough Chiddush as it is, so we're only going to accept the case that the Rama accepts, which is called in Tahat. You don't have to be Choshesh of a Hat in Tahat. And moreover, he doesn't even think that this Isser might apply at all when it comes from, you could extend from kosher to non-kosher from case of Milchiks to Pariv or Fleishiks to Pariv, right? The case of the urn or the Pariv measuring cup or the faucet or the like. Why? Because, again, Havdalah Losef, maybe this whole Chumrah was only said with respect to Treif. And since we don't really have a makor that is at all clear, so we'll accept the Chiddush as it is, and therefore it's only going to apply A, cold into hot, and B, only heter into iser. And we don't have to accept the two extensions that the Chachmas, that the Badei Shulchan says, namely even hot into hot, and also namely even pariv into fleishiks or milchiks. Badei Shulchan also makes a lot of sense. You know, you definitely understand where it's coming from. Why should you be mechalik between pariv into fleishiks and hater into iser? And why should you be mechalik between cold into hot and hot into hot? In both cases, there's nitzak. Okay, but the Mishnah is b'diavad lechatchila. Maybe they're all aser.
He's not
mechalik
b'diavad, is he?
No. But lechatchila, you should not use. Again, this comes up. You want to add hot water to your challenge. Are you allowed to lechatchila do this? According to Badei Shulchan, no. According to Badei Shulchan, again, in the case of the pariv measuring cup, you shouldn't use pour. You have chicken soup, right? You shouldn't use a pariv measuring cup to pour water into your chicken soup, or the case of the dishwashing. All these things.
Really?
Yes.
Doesn't this go against the shalom nifsak hakiluach that we've been learning in Gemara, or is this seemingly definitely nifsak hakiluach?
Okay, but this has nothing to do with anything. Nifsak HaKiluach is talking about, we never found anything that said you have to asser upstream.
Right.
This is assering upstream. Nifsak HaKiluach, Iwoy Kli Rishon says that if you're pouring milk into a fleisha kli, boiling hot milk into a fleisha kli, so if it's Iwoy Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach, it's going to asser the fleisha kli kadei klipa. Great. Doesn't say anything about the fleisha kli assering the milk, the pot of milk that you're pouring into.
Right, but what are the
how does it go upstream?
What are those bleos? What's the din of those?
How do the bleos go upstream?
I mean, we're saying
what would
that
be
they
the
do.
Din
no,
of those bleos?
We're saying
no, we're not saying the bleos go upstream. Then it would asser b'diavad.
Meaning,
this is episode chumra.
All of Zeya is a chumra?
No, Zeya. We're not talking about where the Zeya
here.
Not
about Zeya, sorry.
I'm saying, but it seems to contradict. It
doesn't contradict anything. Where all the sugyas that we've talked about, Iroy, are all, we're never, ever, ever, have we ever, until this mission of Machshirin, have we ever talked about Isser, things going upstream?
Right, but before it's like the Ricochet Shaila.
No, it's nothing to do with the Ricochet Shaila. There, the Ricochet Shaila is boom, boom. So therefore, therefore the bleos, the hot water hits here, it absorbs bleos, it ricochets, goes here, maybe it asks this. That's a shayla. Never did we have a havamina that this asks this.
So can I say thing?
Right?
It's
ain't no doma klal.
At least like this. If theoretically we had a coffee that had milk in it, so that coffee now is cliché.
Okay.
So that would not up close to the urn, because at least it has a din.
Well, yeah, that would make the urn milchiks.
Would not.
Oh, according to Badei Shulchan, for sure it would.
No, but at least though that steam is going to have a din of cliché. No?
If you, it's not going to answer it anyway.
But
luchat chila, that's the case. That's hot into cold. No. That's okay. Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
As opposed to the Shulchan.
No, that part, yeah, I didn't understand what you're saying. Yes, you're right. In other words, I don't know that the body of Shulchan would be machmir when the bottom thing is only hot kedei klisheni. Right?
The part of the body of Shulchan.
No, the part of measuring cup objection that the body of Shulchan says is I can't take a part of measuring cup full of water and pour it into my boiling hot pot of soup. It's kli rishon al
aish.
Pouring it into, goes up.
If I took it like Shuri's case,
that's case. I don't know that the body of Shulchan's machmir about that. I can't speak for the body of Shulchan. I don't think he makes this point. You can go back and look, but no, there's no. From what I remember him saying, he doesn't. He's not machmir hazevite.
Right.
Okay. Yes. Wait. I need a clear question.
I think I have actually answered it.
Ah, you see, you should. I should never take your question. yes.
Going back to the beginning of the meaning, if you're the rav or the shach, so you don't need a neat soak. So how is this different than recha bechlal? Meaning,
there's nothing that's recha.
No, I'm saying, what's something hevel and recha? There's no need.
This is a din l'chatzchila.
No, I understand the mitzvah.
There's no recha's lav milsa. Recha anyway is only valid, and that's when you roast things in an oven.
Okay.
Recha, we'll do this to give recha. Hevel is there's such a thing as zeya. What zeya is a very important question. Now, zeya means steam. How much steam do you need to create a transfer of blios is a very good question. When we do this to give zeya, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But the idea of zeya is that let's say you're cooking something, a pot of milk. And on top of that pot of milk, you have a fleishig pot. So the zeya is like milk, and it goes. Let's say the fleishig pot is even hot, kli rishon hot. So now that zeya goes into the fleishig pot, and now makes that fleishig pot basar b'chalav. That's the idea of zeya. That zeya transfers time. Now. There are a lot of restrictions there, which we'll talk about. For example, it has to be in a closed area, perhaps, right? The Shulchan Aruch paskens, you're allowed to hang things to dry on top of your stove, perhaps because the area is open. So we'll talk about Zeya. But this doesn't meet the requirements of Zeya. What the requirements of Zeya? We'll see, but it has to be a very, you know, either closed area or a thick steam or things like that. This does not meet those requirements.
Same idea, but tear down.
But, well, that's the question. Yes, something like that. Either nitzuk plus zeya, or just zeya, but low level zeya, to make something l'chatchila, at least if it's hot into cold, something like that. Okay, good. Fine. Okay, so let's turn to Sif Gimel now. That clock must be wrong, right? Yeah. Okay, fine. We're following London time. Now. What?
That would help us, though.
We're at the international dateline. Right, exactly. Okay, so let's talk about Tassar Gavar and Sif Gimel. So, the Gemara in Psachim, as you saw in Vav Amud Aleph, we have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Cham letoch tzonein or tzonein letocham. Do we say ilah gavar, tasah gavar? And here we actually pass on like Shmuel that tasah gavar because there's a brisa that supports him, and also the Gemara there says cham letoch tzonein. Even Shmuel agrees it's a klipa. The maker lay yesh lo bala klipa. Okay, good. Now, what exactly is this machlokas? This is one of the mysteries of Yaradeya. What are they arguing about? In other words, like what happens? And why don't we just taste it, right? The crazy place he actually asked that question. He says, Yitom Kvela. Mishpat Zaza says, actually, Sifkat Zayin, he says, maybe in a Hanami, if there's a Tam, then it would Aser. In other words, if let's say we pass into Tasah Gavar, so let's say it was Cham Letoch Tzonein, so it only would be a Klipa, but if you tasted the Isser above a Klipa, it would be Aser. But the question is Minastam. That's what the Prima Gadim is forced to say. Now, This actually raises a very interesting question, which we're going to introduce now. We'll return to a couple more times in Siman Kuf Hei and then later on in Bas Bechalav, which is the following. Is it Shayach Blios Betzonin? Let me tell you what I mean. It sounds like from the halacha, let's say you have Tzonin Antacham, right? So, let's say it's Shamein, just to make it easier, right? So I have a cold piece of steak, totally cold, 3 inches thick, that lands on a hot piece of steak. And the bottom steak is very, is nevela, and it happens to be very fatty nevela. Okay, so Shamein. So when you read the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that, what's the halacha for the top steak? Kulo asher. Great. So now, I go ahead and I touch, why? Because the chom and the tachton is gover, defeats the elyon. So now, okay, fine, great. So I touch this top piece of steak, still cold, about 33 degrees, right? So do we say that the whole top steak became asher? Sounds like it. Sounds like it, but 1 second. Don't we usually assume that there's no blios in tzonin, right? So since b'metzias, I see it's totally cold, so of course it's mutter. Okay, maybe like the bottom klipa or two or three klipas that could have gotten heated up, but the rest of it that remained cold is totally mutter. This is a big machlokas, and we'll see lots and lots of applications of this. There are achronim that are mekel, among them the Archa Shulchan, the Chamudi Daniel, Rav Willig, achronim that seem to be machmir, among them the Prim Magadim and the Yisr Vahetter. And the truth is, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and Anosei Kelim over here, because nobody said anything. Nobody said that, oh, this is only true if it's hot, if it actually succeeds in heating up the upper one. I remember once arguing with Ray Willig about this point. I said to him, but again, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say this, Hacha B'mayaskinan, that it's hot. So he said, it's Pashat. You ever heard of Blios Betzonin? You learn all Shulchan Aruch, and it's true. The Shulchan Aruch seems, we generally always seem to assume, only Blios when it's hot. But again, it's a Chiddush, because we assume it not just Lekula, we also assume it Lechumra. I mean, well, sorry, not just L'chumra we assume it, but even L'kula, right? Let's say, for example, the upper one is cold, bottom one is hot, and there is shishim, so we'd say that the whole upper piece is mutter, except for maybe the makom klipa and netila, but the rest of it is mutter. In other words, we assume amish is equally diffused throughout. We're not choshesh that, oh, it didn't get to the top. So you could even eat the middle, right? Which is fascinating.
So shouldn't we just throw out the machlokas for Amishmael?
Well, that's sort of the question. So let's talk about that. So what are they arguing about? So Aruch HaShulchan is so bothered by this question. How in the world could you say this idea? Like the one opinion says Tassah is always go over on the Ilah. And the other opinion says the Ilah is always go over on the Tassah. Shouldn't it matter? It didn't depend on how hot it is. How hot, you know, the Ilah is versus the Tassah, how big they are. Like, how could you have this general machlokas? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, you know what? Such a good question that you have to say that Hacha B'mayaskinan, we're only arguing about when they're the same size.
And heat?
Same size, maybe same heat. Okay, very nice pshat. But L'chaira really doesn't sound that way from the Rishonim. The truth is there might want be one Rishon that says this, the Ravan. The Ravan writes, Uplug to the Rav Vishmuel, Nirali B'sheshavin Hacham V'atzonein, Avalim Rabba Echad Mehen Harbe Gavar, U'misharin B'shishim. But Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. Most Rishonim don't seem to assume that. I'll give you even a raya. A number of Rishonim, the Ritva, the Rashba, and Shabbos, all point out that this halacha, this machlokas about cham l'toch tzonin, tzonin l'toch cham, is only when one is solid and one is liquid, or they're both solid. But if they're both liquid, we would never say that because it spreads evenly. His lashon is delekel meimer tasawi la gavar ella gabe yavesh biyavesh inami lach belach avalach belach shehu misarev lo shayach lemeimer hachi v'taima dehacha mipnei shederech lases hamuat letocha meruba veruba gover. Lach belach, this doesn't apply. Why? Because whatever is more is going to be dominant, right? So if you pour a little bit of cold water into a lot of hot water, it's going to still be a kli rishon, right? And if you put a lot, it'll be a, you know, not even a kli sheni. So the whole mokas is only by solids, or solid and liquid. But you get the impression that by solid and liquids, we don't say whatever is bigger is, you know, hamuat letocha, that ruba gover, the larger one is gover. So the pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan is in, and the Ravan, again, is a very mistaber pshat, but it really doesn't sound like that's what we're talking about over here. Pasha pshat is, as mistaber as it is, that there is the possibility of blios betzonein, and what is gover in order to be maflet? And when we say tasa gavar, that means that since, now why tasa gavar, we'll describe in a minute, but since the tasa's gover, it causes, it's maflet, it's gover, and causes its maflet into the elyon.
How is the prima gonna machmir?
And one second, because how could you deny it? If you taste it, you taste it. And maybe even if you hold that there's no blios betzonein, the tachton is gover and it gives it like a din of a kli rishon, at least that it's mavliya b'kli rishon should it be hot. Right? Because that's what they're arguing about. Again, if you hold there's no blios betzonein, there are blios betzonein, right? The simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. So then what do we say? The tachton is gover on the elyon, and it causes the blios from the tachton to spread throughout the elyon, even betzonein. If you hold that there's no blios betzonein, so you have to say it means that if the bottom one succeeds in heating up the top one to the point that the top one is yad soledispo, then it's gover, and it causes the blios to spread as though it's a kli rishon, as opposed to when it's, let's say, Cham letoch tzonein, where we say even if the top one succeeds in heating the bottom one to the point that the bottom one is entirely ad soledis bo, still it only goes in a klipa. Right? That's what we mean when we say tasa gavar. So let's just repeat it. What's tasa gavar? If you hold there are blios betzonein, so that means that the bottom one is gover on the top one. So if the bottom's hot, then it's gover on the top one and causes the blios from the bottom to spread throughout the top, even though the top remains cold. If you say there's no blios betzonein, what it means is, this is the way Rabbi Willig would say it. Aruch HaShulchan says it a little differently, but this is the way that I think. If you're going to learn this way, you may as well say it like Rabbi Willig. And he passes this way, Lemaisa, comes up all the time. But if you hold, we'll get some practical shilas that this comes up, but if the bottom one succeeds in heating up the top one to the point that the top one is yad soledis bo, so then it will be mavliya bekulo.
That's like the marshal, though, because then the gush, I have to say it's going to be, if it's
no.
Gush, then we're going to say that it's...
No, because it's because tasa gavar, so it has a din of a kli rishon.
Why should it become all of a sudden a kli rishon?
It spreads in it like as though it was a kli rishon, because it's gover. Everybody's going to agree to that. That's exactly what tasa gavar means. It heated it up. It cooked it up. You don't need it. It is that. That's gufa, the idea of tasa gavar. Everybody's going to agree to
is
that.
Fire underneath it.
Cain.
Isn't pashup shot?
It spreads. It's a kli rishon, right? And it spreads that to that which lands on top
Why
of
it.
It's gavar. You. That's what we're talking about. You have a steak. You put the steak on a frying pan. you fry the steak, turn off the fire, and then another steak lands on top of it. So if the bottom one is treif, now the top one becomes treif. According, if you follow, there's no blios and sonin. That means if the bottom one succeeds in heating up the top one to the point that the top one's entirely atzo lettuce bo, so now it's mavlia, it's blios throughout the top one. Yes.
Isn't Pashut Pshat and Rashi like Rabbulah?
Which Rashi?
Three Maskos Ilagava.
Read it.
Ha'elion notseak hilkacham latokotonin usur shahalion nechamo latachton Rashan chamit bali mehadavi. Tzonin latokham mutur shahalion mitsanano latachton lo bali. He's explaining Rab, but of course you can extrapolate to Tashmur.
I hear.
You know he doesn't speak like that in Tashmur.
Right. I hear. Again, Lamaisa, it's true, even if it is Mitzanin, meaning to say, that's why it's not so Pashut, right? If you Paskin, let's say, like Shmuel, everybody's going to agree that Lamaisa, even if the bottom one succeeds in heating up the top one, or that even if, let's say, the top one succeeds in heating up the bottom one to the point that the bottom is Yatza lettuce, but it's still not going to Aser more than a Klipa, because that'd make a Lebala. It's going to have the din of a Klisheni now. Now, Rabbi pointed out, and I think he's right, I'm not going to read through it together with you, but if you look at the Lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch and the Afilos, when he's going, which direction goes into which, so it's much more meduyuk if you assume not like Rabbi Willig. And that's the point. But
by Afilo.
Which, when the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur present this in, Nafal Isser Cham Latoch Hatter Cham Dekli Rishon O Afilu Isser Tzonein Latoch Hatter Cham. Maybe we'll get back to this when we address broadly the speaking of Blios Betzonein, but that Lashon works much better if you assume that way. Now
the Prima Gadim is Machmer.
No, yeah.
Everybody says if you taste it, I mean, why is he machmir by tzonin?
Tzonin latoch, cham latoch tzonin, but you, so cham latoch tzonin, it doesn't become aser more than a klipa. But let's say you taste the iser throughout.
We listed him as one of the machmirin, that if it's tzonin, it's still, there's blios. But he said that he holds that if you taste it, then it's going to be aser, but here you can just touch it and see if it's
tzonin,
there's
blios.
Still using your
but but let's say it's hot, and you taste it.
I understand, but
so that's
only
a bit
going to be if you taste it when it's hot. And now it's
To say you stomach it for sure. If lamais it's cold and it's the weaker force, of course you're not going to taste it.
Right. So he should be miko by tzonin.
You never have a taste. It's impossible.
But he's machmir by tzonin.
No.
He's listed as one of the machmir prima garden.
Of course he's machmir by tzonin. That means if the top is cold, the bottom is hot, it asers the whole top. You have to make that presumption. Obviously, if you gave it to a guy and there's no taste, how could it be aser? But Lamaisa will presume it's aser until you know otherwise.
Why is it more meduyuk?
Not now. I need to get into the basics here. If you have time, maybe I'll get back to it. But now we need to, 10 more minutes, and we didn't even begin to address the very basics of what's going on here. So let's ask the question, why is it that Tasagavar? Okay? We pass into Tasagavar. Why? So the Rishonim actually give us some reasons. There are three reasons in a Rishonim. The Urser Vehetter, which is Klal Chav Tes Din Aleph, has two reasons, and the Rashba has a third reason. The Urser Vehetter's first reason is that we all know that heat rises. Teva, Hachom, Lalos, Velo, Laredes. So therefore, if the hot one is on bottom, that is going to heat the top one, but not the reverse. Answer two. The kocho shel tachton is because the elyon is machbir alav, and it's goreim lahaflet. In other words, the top piece puts pressure on the bottom piece, which squeezes out the blios back up to the top piece. Kshu chamum v'kriruso kshu tzonin. Okay, not sure exactly what that means. There's pressure in both directions, but I guess there's more pressure from the top onto the bottom. It's gravity type shot. Yeah, something like that. Blios follow the gravity and squeezes out the blios and the light. But, right, in other words, both of the Isser Hatter's shot are basics in physics. right? First pshat is heat rises. Second pshat is gravity. Okay, good.
Yeah, because of the brisa?
It's just talking about what's the reason. That's the reason.
What's the svar for?
Yeah, what's the reason for Shmuel?
Well, how would you understand Rav?
I don't know. Right now, I should understand Shmuel.
You're Newtonian physics, maybe? Maybe like
So, the Rashba has a seems to have a third reason, and it seems to be that the Rashba assumes that whatever is b'makomo is gover from that which is not b'makomo. It's the Rashba Tarsa Bias, Bias Dal Char Aleph, and we'll talk about the context of the Rashba. You know what? We'll give an example, nafkamina. What's a nafkamina between them? So this is actually based off of the source of the Rashba. Let's say it lands, the hot piece lands in something cold, right? But it sinks and it goes to the bottom. So would it now we go there? Right? So where does this come up? In other words, if you hold of maybe the first two pshatim, the Isser v'Hatters, we would at this point say actually tasa gover, right? Because it sunk to the bottom and now it's the tasa. So good aser, what's on top? According to the Rashba, though, it's not. Because according to the Rashba, still what's b'makomo was the liquid that it fell into. So I'll give you the example that actually the Rishonim discussed that relates to this case. The Gemara Chulin Kufyud Beis Med Aleph says like this. Let's say you have a bar gozala that falls into a vat of kutach. Kutach is milchex. Gozalos are fleshex. So it says that that hani mili chai avotzli by klipa. So if the gozala is sli and it falls into the sour cream, so now it asers bechde klipa. So what does sli mean? So the Ran says sli means it's roseach. Is also the view of the Rashba, we'll see in a second, right? You take your chicken out of the oven, you're trying to transfer it onto your plate, and whoops, you drop it, and it falls into your sour cream, and it sinks to the bottom. Oh, still, how much of the chicken is aser? Just a klipa. Take off the klipa, it's mutter. The Rush and Tosfos say no. That was the case. Your klipa wouldn't be enough. When the Gemara says tzlin means a klipa, it means cold tzli. Why does cold tzli need a klipa? Because it's very soft and has like cracks and softness and the like. So then it asers a klipa even though it's cold. Usually cold things you could just wash off, but here, because it's tzli, you can't wash it off. So you have to take off a klipa. Now, the Rishonim say, how could the Ran say what he said? Why don't we say tasagavar, and it sinks to the bottom. And moreover, right, we say in Pesachim, no teif, not teif me rotvo al acheres, the chazer alav, yitolos makomo. Right? In other words, the rotev got hot from the tanur. So how could klipa be enough? That's what Tosis basically asks on the Ran's possibility. So the Rashba is miyashev. So it seems, if you look at it, and this really is the mashmos of Tosfos and the Ran as well, that this is the pshat. Now, the Rashba says that the tasa is the sour cream, is the kutach. And even if it sinks to the bottom, but still, it was b'makomo, right? The thing that came to it is the ilah. The tasa doesn't always have to be on the bottom. Really, the question is stationary versus the thing that comes to it. So, since the kutach is the stationary one, it has the din of the tasa, and therefore it only asks k'de klipa. Whereas it could be Tosos and Iran, and the Rush, learn more like the Isser, and therefore, since lemaisa, it sinks to the bottom, it will be a problem. So, that might be what comes out. Now, another nafkamina for this shaila, between, again, so that's one nafkamina between, let's say, the two Isser v'Heter reasons versus the reason of versus the reason of the Rashba. Another nafkamina would be in the case where they touch each other side by side. Right? So this is discussed over here. So there's really two cases that the Rama discusses in our siman by the side-by-side case. One is where they're both hot, right? Let's say a hot potato touches a hot piece of steak, the steak's in the vela. So then the Rama says, if they're next to each other and they're both hot from a kli rishon, so everything is aser, right? That's the psak of the Rashba as well. If you look at the Gra, interestingly, as well as the Shach, the Gra is Yod Ches, the Shach is Tes, they quote that the Smak says, Munachem Zeh Betzad Zeh, even if Shneim Chamin, you only need a Klipa. Well, maybe we'll return back to that Shita. The second question, the second case that the Rama talks about is where they're next to each other, again, neither on top nor on bottom, but next to each other, and one is hot and one is cold. According to the Rama, how much becomes aser? Only a klipa. According to the Shach, Bedas HaMarshal, how much becomes aser? If the iser is cham, the whole thing becomes aser, even if the munachem zeitzel zeh. So what does the Rama hold? The Rama holds that we don't say that tasa gavar, right? That one could succeed in heating up the other one when they're in that case. So, and that works nicely, by the way, because the source for that halachan Rama is an Isser Vahater. And this Vahater, I think, says something along the lines of the Orzarua, that it's because the heat rises. So since, if you learn like the Orzarua's reasons, then Zeh Eitzel Zeh shouldn't create Tasa Gavar, right? So therefore it should only be a Klipa. If you learn like the Rashba, it's interesting, but maybe it would depend on which came to which, right? In other words, if one was stationary and the other one came there, then maybe whatever stationary should be gover on the non-stationary. I don't think I saw anyone that said that, but that would be interesting.
Why the shock and color between Basar Bechal? He says the case is Basar Vigvino.
That's a different thing. That's because this is Machmas Atzmo. Did you do that shach yet?
No, right here, Tess.
Shach Tess. Vim ha'echad tzonin, ha'heter tzarech klipa. Vasa Vigvino sh'nagu zeh b'zeh, ve'echad mehem tzonin, sh'nehem tzrichim klipa. So what's the problem?
I just wasn't sure why he said it specifically Basar Vigvino.
Then you would need both. Usually, if you have one Isser and one Heter, so the Heter needs a Klipa. The Isser is Isser anyway. Point is, you're just saying it goes in both directions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't there no potential for that Tasada virus because basically, so much of the Ashba is basically regional, typically. You get things cooked in the Kli, and the whole.
Yeah, but since we're talking about a solid, you could say that, but since we're talking about a solid, so it doesn't touch the kli, it touches the food. So the food keeps the kli, the kli keeps the food hot.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, also, they do talk about liquid flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying to encompass all of
it. Mm-hmm. All right. There's an interesting shtickel from the Rav on this, but I think we're going to skip it. If you want to take a look at it. Just wanted to point out, the Shach brings up that there's a stira in the Ramah on this topic, right? The Shach is in Simen Sadi Beis, Sifkatan Lamed Vav. Because the Ramah over there writes in Sadi Beis, V'kiluach min ha-kadero sachas, shahalach etza el ha-kadero tzoneness, v'chulei, אבל מקדרה היא חמה והוא כלי ראשון וכל שכן עומד אצל האש אפילו כילוח הוא צונן הכל עשר תתסה גבר ואבי כצונן לתוכם דכולו עשר. So it sounds like over there, again, let's take example where we talked about this halacha before, right? The pot boils over and drips down. Let's say this is my pot. This pot is over. and the milk comes down the sides of the pot and rolls, lo nifsak, till it gets to this pot and touches this pot. Right now it hits this pot. So what's the halacha? If it's lo nifsak, so he says, avalima kadera hichama vehukli risha. Sorry, different case. Let's say this is cold, but if the kadera is chama, if it hits the kadera and the kadera is chama, so then he says, and certainly if it's omid eish ala eish, afilo kiluach utzonein, so the kiluach hits it, it's cold, hakol aser, the tasa gavar. In other words, this, right, is gover on this stream of milk that hits it. Cold milk hits a hot fleshix pot, kulo aser, why? Tasa gavar. So what's the problem? It's a stira in the Rama, because the Rama in Simen Kofei says, ze eitzel ze, one hot, one cold is only a klipa. And over there in Simen Sadi Beis, we say the opposite. We say that it's kulo aser, right?
What does kulo aser mean in that case?
This whole pot would become aser.
Oh, the pot is aser, not the milk.
Right. So that works very nicely if you learn like the Rashba, right? Because this travels to here. So this would be the Tasa. But the Rama doesn't seem to hold to the Rashba in that sense. So how do we explain this? So the Shach, so again, just to summarize, make sure you got the Stira, right? Shach, the Raman, Simon, Kufei, Sif Gimel says, Zay Tzil Zeh, is only, and one of them is hot and one of them is cold, you only need a Klipa. And in Simon Tzadi Bey, Sif Zayin, he says, Hakol Aser de Tasa Gavar. So the Shach gives three answers. One answer is Hasam Shebaki Luach Milamala, meaning, and then therefore it's Have Kemo Ila. In other words, it's coming down from the top, so it's like this is the Tasa and this is the Ila. Inami Shakdera Omid Bimakomo Chashiv Tasa. Answer two, he holds to the Rashba. Right? And therefore, this is the Tasa. Why? Because this is coming to this. Anytime you have this is coming one coming to the other, it's tasa, right? And finally, answer number three, inami hacha mikaleach al hakadera. In other words, there was like a ramp, and it's going like this. So that's why this is considered a tasa.
That's not the same as the first thing.
No, the first answer is ba kiluach milamala, like it's poured like from here. Right? But the three answers, the Tzad HaShaveh Shebahem, is that basically this case is different because it's Tasa for some reason, as opposed to the case in Kofei of Zeh Itzel Zeh. You know, each of the answers is a bit of a Dochak. The third answer is Dochak because it's an Ukimta. The first answer is difficult because what difference does it make that this originally came from up high, but Lamaisa, when they interact, there's Ebitzad Zeh.
You assume it's hitting the side of the pot.
Okay, but if then it's the third answer if it's going. In other words, it sounds like the first answer is since it came from on top, even though it rolls to here, it's still considered Ila, mm-hmm. Right? The second answer is difficult because the Chavos Das points out that. Why did the Rama Paskin and Siv Gimel, without any exclusions, that Zeh B'Tzad Zeh, it's always Klipa, he should have said in Simen Kofei, when is Zeh B'Tzad Zeh Klipa, that's when they both moved, or the hot one was not the stationary one, right? In other words, it's a bit of Ukimta in Simen Kof Gimel. All right. I guess we'll have to stop here. There's some more things on Ilah Tasa, but I guess we'll stop here and pick up next time, which is again on Tuesday.
And shouldn't time be a factor?